New Orleans is famous for its food. Fried seafood, rich gumbos, and spicy etouffees are some of the city's staples. But healthier fare is making its mark on the city's landscape in the form of urban farms. Arugula, beets, basil, and parsley are popping up in small plots and even on rooftops, like one above Arouse's grocery store just blocks from the French Quarter. The organization Recirculating Farms Coalition is working with innovative farmers who are using water instead of soil to grow their crops. Marianne Caffone is the coalition's executive director.
It's outstanding for an environment like New Orleans. We can grow on rooftops, side lots, backyards, indoors, outside.
Uptown at Holly Grove Market and Farm, a recirculating system sits among more traditional small vegetable plots. Holly Grove serves as an urban farm, local produce market, and a community garden space. Amber Dawn is an intern at the farm and oversees its program for children. She is passionate about teaching others to grow their own food.
The more I learn, then I take that information and I hold my own workshops, which people have hired me basically to come to their gardens and to show them how to garden and farm.
The urban farmer faces challenges that typical farmers may not. Space is limited, soil may be of a poor quality, and farmers are dealing with numerous crops. LSU X and our horticulture agent, Andrew Lloyd.
You've got to know more crops, and you can't go out there and fertilize them all the same like you would sugarcane, or you can't water them at the same rate that you would water the one agronomic crop that you're growing on a large scale. So that's another battle you have to do.
In New Orleans, poverty rates are high, and some areas are considered food deserts. Sanjay Karat is the New Orleans Food and Farm Network's executive director. He says the network was set up to address issues of food security and helps urban farmers thrive.
We help people figure out how to access land. We give them training and mentoring. We also are trying to figure out how they can, finance things.
With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.